Well, now some jazzy things. George Shearing was a blind jazz pianist, you probably know, had a band, was born in England but has been in the United States for many years. And he's written a few preludes for organ that he calls jazz preludes. And this is his setting of Amazing Grace. Now, it's not going to be a lively, you know, dance around the room, drink a bourbon kind of piece, okay? This is just some very beautiful kind of coloring jazz chords in the piece. And it will let you hear kind of a different side of the organ. You're going to hear a lot of the stops of the organ called celestes. And when you see a celeste on an organ, you'll see up here that there are celestes on both keyboards. And it means that there is one stop, like on the top keyboard, there's a string that is tuned to the rest of the organ. And then there is a celeste rank. And that celeste is slightly out of tune with the rest of the organ. And you might think that's a bad thing, but in this case, it's a good thing, because when you put those two stops on together, they kind of beat against each other, and they create this very beautiful, kind of lush, round sound that you're going to hear featured in this piece. The solo is, again, the oboe, but with some other stops kind of supporting it. Okay. The piece after this is a setting of Dear Christians, One and All Rejoice, which is a hymn out of the LBW. It's a very old Lutheran hymn. And this piece has kind of an interesting story to it. A few years ago, I was in Germany playing some recitals, and I had the chance to visit St. Thomas in Leipzig, the church that Bach was at for much of his life. And it was such an amazing experience to be in this church. And when we were about ready to leave, the organist came into practice, and I thought, oh, this is great. I'll get to hear some of Bach's music played in his own church. And the organist went up to the gallery to the organ that was then in the church, and all of a sudden he starts playing this kind of wild stuff. And here he was playing these jazz arrangements of Bach chorales. And apparently these pieces are very popular in Germany now. They're actually played not only in recital, but sometimes in Lutheran churches, like some churches now might use praise music. Some churches in Germany play this sort of music instead. It actually goes very well with the text of the hymn. If you want to look in the hymnal, the composer has even written notes in the music at places where he thinks phrases of the hymn go with music. So you'll hear in the middle it gets very loud and kind of dark and chromatic sounding, and that's the part where he's talking about how sin is kind of surrounding us and trying to trip us up. But you'll hear that the piece ends very happily with Jesus' grace saving us from that sin.